Some words from the Gospel reading for today. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." And you'd recognize that as Luke 9 and verse 35. Today in the church's calendar is the last Sunday after the Epiphany. And in many parts of the church, the feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord is celebrated. So when we look at the seasons of the Christian calendar, we recognize that we are at a transition point between the seasons of Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany as one group, and the seasons of Lent and Easter, starting in 3 days' time on Ash Wednesday. Epiphany celebrates the revelation of God incarnate, God in the flesh, as Jesus Christ. And so we have been following how Jesus has been revealed to the disciples and others. But as an Epiphany story, the Transfiguration provides one of the most distinctive and dramatic revelations of Jesus' divinity. From the Old Testament reading this morning, from Exodus, we are told that the glory of God was reflected on the face of Moses, which was radiant when he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant. And we know that these are generally referred to as the Ten Commandments. Moses looked different after spending time in the Lord's presence. But could this presence with the Lord also have transformed him from within? Biblical scholars have suggested that a strong hint of this conversion of Moses appears in verses 32 to 35 of the reading from this morning. And perhaps the covering of his face was a sign of his humility, as his sole purpose was to receive God's instructions and to deliver them. Yes, to be God's messenger. And we can learn from the example of Moses, because spending time alone with the Lord in prayer, scripture reading, and meditation could help us release our fears and entrust our lives to a merciful and gracious God, a God who is the source, the only source, true source of our strength. And this, I believe, is a pertinent message for us today as we anticipate our Lenten journey to Easter. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, we are reminded that God's love is revealed through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, fulfilling both the law and the promise. Paul further explains that when we turn to the Lord, a veil is removed for us to see the glory of God. Whatever prevents us from being close and in contact with God is removed. And we see God's glory as reflected in a mirror. I really like the way Paul puts that. Through the Holy Spirit, we see with new lenses, and we are also changed as we experience God's mercy and love for us and for others. And for this reason, Paul encourages us to share the good news of the gospel with everyone. But I must say that this morning, as I listened again to the gospel, with Luke telling us, reminding us about the invitation of the three disciples to go with him to a mountain to pray, I was actually reflecting on our own prayer lives and how we also have that invitation to set aside time to pray. But as Jesus prayed, The disciples noticed a distinct change in his face and on his clothing, and a voice from the cloud recognized Jesus as the Son of God. And he was identified in the same way as he was identified at his baptism. We also heard from the reading this morning that Jesus was joined by two others, believed to be Moses and Elijah. Biblical scholars have suggested that they represented the law, commandments, and the promise, symbolizing the covenant relationship with God. We know that the disciples were invited to witness the glory of God in the face of Jesus. And sometimes we too may experience God's presence at a significant moment, in a significant moment for us. But that significant moment is just a moment in time. And we are encouraged to remain confident in the fact that we are following the person who is truly recognized as the Son of God. So today I present a few thoughts for your consideration. First of all, we are called to prayer. We are called to put aside some intentional time to go up into the mountain with Christ. Now, we all have different habits. I find that first thing in the morning is my best time to do that. Some people do it at evening time when all of the business of the day is ceased and you can settle down. Some do it at midday. Ideally, we should fit some time in along the way. But whatever time we choose, our intentional time to go up into the mountain with God in prayer, let us set aside some time to deepen our relationship with God. Jesus prayed often, and if anyone is aware of the monastic life, there's a routine of prayer, and there are people who actually have a discipline of prayer, a regimen of prayer. How often do we quiet ourselves and withdraw in prayer with God? And we have a model for prayer because Jesus taught us how to pray. Words like, give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our sins. And these are all laid out for us as models in the Gospel of Matthew, words that are meant for daily transformation of our lives by God's presence in our midst, now and forever. So first of all, let us set aside some intentional time for prayer. Secondly, we are called to witness, pray, then work. We are called to witness. Jesus had been teaching his disciples and performing miracles in their presence, yet they still had doubts, didn't they? But here is one of the times when the disciples did not have to be concerned with questions and parables. Instead, they were given a glimpse of Christ in his glory, revealing Jesus as the Son of God. And so, like Peter, John, and James, we are called to be witnesses. So let us pray, let us witness, and thirdly, let us be God's messenger. Let us proclaim God's transforming love. As we embrace opportunities for Christian service wherever we are, echoing Peter's words from the gospel for today, Master, it is good for us to be here. It is good to be for us to be anywhere, whether it is on the mountaintop or in the valley, because God is with us wherever we are. This week, we turn to our Ash Wednesday and our Lenten journey to the cross. And throughout our walk with Christ this Lent, this Easter and beyond, We are reminded that God is with us in all our struggles, as we recognize that the Christian life has its own challenges. And you know that, I know that, we all know that. But that could be good training ground for us, for God is often preparing us for something greater, isn't that so, as we go through our struggles. And so as we leave our mountaintop experiences and come back to the valleys, come back to what some people call reality, let us always remember that God is with us. Peter, James, and John had an exciting experience on the mountain. And perhaps they wanted to stay and savor the moment. And we too have similar experiences which entice us to stay where we are, away from what might be difficulties in our lives and in the lives of others. Perhaps away from things that we really do not want to face at this point. So why would we want to go to the valleys if we could stay on the mountaintop? In fact, Christians are called to leave our mountaintop, our places of comfort, our places of leisure, our places of security, and go to the valleys to minister with those who are in greatest need. Granted, we do need time on the mountaintop for our own spiritual renewal. Nevertheless, our faith must be put into action wherever we are. So, my friends, the transfiguration of Jesus reveals the godly nature of Christ. But we must bear in mind that God is always revealed to us in different ways in our daily lives. For he is revealed to us through others, to the unexpected, to the least worthy. He is revealed to us through others by their acts of love, their trust in us, and by their forgiveness. And we too have the privilege of revealing God to others by our life and by our example. God clearly identified Jesus as his son before impressing upon Peter and the other disciples to be attentive to what they had seen and what they had heard. And the good news for us is that the same invitation to see God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ, to see God's glory in the face of others, to see God's glory in the face of someone who asks us for a dollar, that same glory to see God, that same invitation to see God's glory is offered to all of us today, because the God we serve reveals himself to anyone who comes to him with a sincere heart. So today we pray for the courage to be true channels of God's love, and that by God's grace, others will see a reflection of Christ through the life we live. And to this we say, thanks be to God. Amen.